I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain. Do you remember?
Oh, welcome back, Wisconsin. What's up, y'all? Hope you're having a good Thursday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, I was listening along with all of you to that interview that you just heard from Olivia Troy, former national security advisor and disaster advisor in the George W. Bush and Trump administrations. It still leaves me absolutely gobsmacked. And of course, you then pile on top of that all of the lies, just the absolute avalanche of bat guano nonsense spewing out of people like Eric Hovde and the MAGA cult leader, the Big Cheeto, and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay? Because, listen, there is now, leave it to the wackadoo conspiracy theorists, in addition to the political opportunists, to not let human suffering and death go unleveraged for their personal aggrandizement.
I mean, that would be a waste.
It would completely be a waste. That, you know, 230 plus people dead from current Hurricane Helene, at least 5 people dead from Milton. They expect those death tolls to continue to rise. And what do you see? Again, crazy lies. Of course, there's the whole category of lies about FEMA funding and all that garbage. And literally, Republican after Republican, the actual people on the ground in these communities are saying none of that's true. We're doing everything we can. We're helping people. The federal government's been fantastic. All of that over and over again. But there's this also, like, I'm going to call it the darker underbelly of guano that's being spread around. And I feel compelled to just very briefly address it. The most recent, so this is an old trope. This is an old conspiracy theory that's basically rooted in anti-Semitism going back decades. This is, you know, remember MTGs and the Jewish space lasers causing wildfire? Yeah, mm-hmm. I got to talk about it again. I hate it as much as all of you do because, oh my gosh. But here we go again. It's the same version of this. It's a different version of the same garbage, right? And the anti-Semitic hate-based conspiracy has been that Jewish people control the weather. And where did that come from? Well, it came when one of the members of the Rothschild family bought a portion of the business that helps provide weather statistics and information to government. It's called Weather Central, okay? Not to governments, to media companies like Civic Media, like to the Weather Channel. Like, that's where all of this came from, right? As well as, you know, centuries of anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. And so, Jess, you might know a thing or two about that. I mean,
I might.
And here we go again. It's, oh, the government controls the weather.
They control it.
Yes. And you got MTG's at it again, tweeting, twitting, putting this nonsense out there. A Butler County state representative posted a link on X citing to this conspiracy theory about the government controlling the weather. I just find this so exhausting. Like, what is wrong with people? And it's, oh, they want to kill Trump supporters. So they, air quotes around the they, have engineered weather to kill Trump supporters.
Because Florida isn't full of retired Jews?
I Thank you. It's so insane. You know what's actually killing Trump supporters? The lies told by Eric Hovde and Donald Trump, right? That are keeping from people from accessing the help that they need, that's breeding distrust in the very government officials that are there to help them. That's what's killing Trump supporters in some of these countries, along with Democrats and independents and Jewish folks and Catholics and Baptists and evangelicals. Like, knock it off. 855-752-4842. My good friend in broadcasting, one of my personal heroes, grew up listening to her on the radio, love listening to her every day. It's Jane Matinair, host of Matinair on Air from 10 a.m. to noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. You had some thoughts, Jane. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely, Maggie. The one thing I would suggest, and we did this on our show earlier this morning, I would suggest that everyone call Brian Stile and Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald and Derek Van Bully and all of them and ask them if the government has a machine that controls the weather. And if they do, did the Republicans not get the manual when they were in office?
Yeah, right. And here's the other. Thanks so much, Jane. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for calling, my friend. Here's the other thing. It's like, oh, wait, so climate change is actually a thing? It's just manipulated by they and the government? Like, whoops, did we just like stumble into an admission here? Just totally nuts. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked because we're going to be talking to Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's weather gal with the mostest. I want to get one more of your comments. And Jack from Merrimack, thanks for your patience. You say what?
Well, first of all, it's clear that the climate change is human caused by the space laser. But beyond
yes.
that, there's a... the German-American historian and student of the Nazi culture by the name of Hannah Arendt. And she basically calls this stuff for what it is. She says at least one of her works that the constant lying, the purpose of it is not so that people believe the lies, because most people probably don't, but rather it's to confuse the issues to the point where nobody really is sure what to believe anymore. And the ideal subject, she stated, for instance, fascists and Nazis, is not somebody that's this dedicated cultist, but rather it's somebody that's really, they're not sure what's really happening.
Gosh, thanks so much for that point, Jack. 100%, right? It's to confuse the issue, get your eye off the ball. And basically, I called this the blender of BS back when I was a lawyer, where the other side would just throw out so much BS that you could lose what the core issue was. You could confuse juries. And here the jury is the American people, right? To confuse you, to make it seem like, oh, well, I can't really trust anything. No. Spend 15 minutes on the internet, read reputable sources, do some fact checking. The interwebs is there to help you, you know, use these tools for good instead of succumbing to all of this garbage, which is just designed to keep you from engaging, to keep you from advocating for yourself at the ballot box. But so excited to bring on Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's very own weather gal with the mostest. Brittany, thanks so much for making time and joining us. Can you give us an update on what has transpired with Merlin? It's now back, has crossed the Florida peninsula and is back out over the ocean. But what sort of devastation, what sort of impact are we seeing in these early reports from Milton's landfall?
Yeah, so it is off and away from Florida, but the surge is still slamming into northeastern parts of the state towards Jacksonville and even Daytona. They're seeing about 3 to 5 feet pushing in there. Now, this is a statewide thing. This is not just where did the eye hit, where were the strongest winds, what was the category when it hit. This is a powerful storm all around, and the entire state is pretty much devastated. So when it first came through, I mean, it was throwing some decent rainfall, and then the tornado outbreak, which no one really talked about. There were 130 tornado warnings yesterday. That
is, oh my gosh,
insanity. I mean, that is an outbreak that we would see somewhere in southern, you know, the United States. And these were not the little spin-ups that you would normally see and, you know, the hurricane bands that come in. Those are usually brief and, you know, they don't do as much damage. These were wedge tornadoes. These were destructive, big tornadoes that moved through. And that hit the eastern side of the state as well. So people who didn't even evacuate, or maybe they evacuated to the eastern side of the state or further inland, they were dealing with this first. Then the actual hurricane hit. Milton came in. It was a Category 5, weakened as to a Category 3 when it actually made landfall. That brought 100-mile-plus winds into Siesta Key, into Sarasota, all the way down south into Fort Myers. And those winds even extended inland into Orlando because it was still a Cat 2 at this point. So
yeah,
tons of trees are down, you know, and they're still recovering from Helene. So
of course,
the debris that was already tampered with or, you know, loose had
yes,
even more of a chance to come down. So it was the winds, it was the tornadoes, and then the surge, of course. Now, maybe we didn't get 15 feet that we can tell right now, but there is reports coming in from at least 10 feet of surge into a Minnesota Key, Venice, Punta Gorda, a lot of places, this, you know, into north of Fort Myers, south of Tampa. So a lot of damage into that area in terms of surge. And I think right now the reports are about 9 have died.
Oh, my gosh. The latest I've seen, to your point exactly, Brittany, were that the majority of the deaths were actually from St. Lucie County on the opposite coast from Milton's landfall, exactly to your point. And folks that listen to my show, folks that listen to my show a lot know that I'm a huge baseball fan. One of the scariest images I saw was the roof just ripped off of Tropicana Park in Tampa. I mean, it is destroyed. It's, the images are just absolutely shocking. Do you have a read, recent numbers, Brittany, on the number of folks without power? That, I mean, that really, from a health and emergency response perspective, it's you know, water, clean water, and power. How many people are out of power? Do we know?
Yeah, that is a huge deal. Actually, if you're not familiar with Florida, the water table is really, really close to the surface, right? So if they flood a lot, that'll mess with their fresh water. And I know that St. Pete's water main broke, so their water access was shut down. I believe the last number I heard was 3 million without power. And most of those were in Hardy, Sarasota, and Manatee counties. But like you said, that raised baseball roof, reports are saying, there was a reporter who dug into this, supposedly it was made out of fiberglass, which would be able to withstand at least 110-mile-per-hour winds in Tampa.
Well, this stress test gives it a big F, as in fail. I mean, it's, wow. You know, and Brittany, I'll just give you some of my thoughts and feel free to respond as you would like. It's just so ironic in the most unfortunate way that here we have to see these back-to-back massive weather events. We know that weather events are increasing in severity and acuteness, and yet we still have so many that deny climate change or basically say the way to solve this problem is to deregulate the oil and gas industry. Thanks so much for making time, Brittany. Any final thoughts for folks out there?
You know, I would just say, even Wisconsin weather is changing. It's not even just down south. Pay attention. Yeah. You'll see it.
Thanks so much. That's Civic Media's very own Brittany Merlot giving us an update on the devastation wrought by both Hurricane Helene and Milton. We'll be back with more. My name's Maggie Dawn here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4800. 42.